Welcome to Babbittville Radio, a place where you'll hear great conversations with the world's best and most inspirational runners, triathletes, and cyclists. Endurance lives here. Now, here's your host, USA Triathlon and Ironman Triathlon Hall of Famer, Bob Babbitt.
Welcome to Babbittville Radio. My name is Bob Babbitt. We are brought to you by the Tough Man Triathlon Series, by VeloFix.com, the world's coolest mobile bike shops, ATVSwimSpas.com, the official training vessel of six-time Ironman World Champion Dave Scott, RunCatalina.com, Catalina Marathon coming up in March, our Challenged Athletes Foundation. We have sent out over 18,000 grants and raised over $80 million to keep challenged athletes in the game alive through sport. Check out any of our interviews on Babbittville.com or on iTunes. And as always, endurance lives here. When it comes to endurance, one of the greatest series around is the Challenge Family Series. They've got a cool new event coming up in Daytona at the Daytona Speedway. The CEO of the Challenge Family, ZB Schlufchik, joins us. How are you doing, ZB? Long time no chat.
Hey, Bob. Great to talk to you. And definitely much too long since our last conversation. You know, just listening to the introduction of all the partners and sponsors, I'm getting always impressed because what you are doing, it's simply amazing.
Well, you know what? What's great is we have a sport that always gives back. And, you know, being at Challenge Roth a couple of years ago and having Rudy Garcia-Tolson there and Sister Madonna Booter, you guys have always been about, it's not just the elite athletes, it's about everybody, right? It's about anybody who's up for the challenge is welcome. I call our sport an equal opportunity abuser. You come in if you're missing a leg, if you're in a wheelchair, if you're 100 pounds overweight, doesn't matter. We want you to get into our sport. So with you, ZB, Challenge Roth is a classic, legendary event. 50,000 just on the Solar Hill, and there's hundreds of thousands of spectators throughout the day. That event obviously has been very special for a long time. When did it become, hey, let's expand the reach and the feel of what Challenge Roth is?
I think it was around 5 years ago where Felix and I decided to put our brains together and start to, you know, expand the series and run it in a strategic way. There was a couple of races before that who joined the series, like Challenge Wanaka, amazing, probably one, you know, the most scenic race in the world, or Challenge Wallisee in Austria. But I really think 5 years ago when we started to think strategically long-term about building a global series, that was just about the birth time of the, right, of the Challenge Family
brand. Now there's 37 full and middle distance races in 27 countries. And you a number of years ago, launched into the U.S. with Challenge Atlantic City. I think at that point, maybe it was a little underfunded, a little underpromoted, and had some fits and starts in the U.S. But now, next December, you're going to be at the Daytona Speedway. Talk a little bit about how that came about and what are your goals coming back to the U.S.?
Yeah, I mean, definitely in the past we had a rough time in the U.S. As always, there are a number of reasons, and, you know, there is no chance we can change the past.
No.
We just can focus on the future. And we started the discussion with the Daytona International Speedway around a year ago. Luckily, in the constellation we have in Daytona, we have also a third partner, who is Case Imagine, and those are our partners delivering also Challenge Lisboa in Portugal. They have an office in Orlando.
Yes.
And we started the conversation and, you know, talking to the team from Daytona International Speedway, we have learned that their aims and motivation to get different type of sport into the NASCAR oval was about showing to the entire world that the oval is not all about motorsport only. And if you specifically look at Daytona International Speedway, it is almost built for triathlon because there is a lake inside the oval. The lake is around three-quarters of a mile long. So, and you know, we can swim inside the oval. The entire run can be delivered inside the oval. So, as I have said, very, very much built for the triathlon. And yeah, years of discussion and of course a lot of preparation until the D-Day of announcement last Wednesday. And I have to say, I'm very, very impressed about the working relationship. It's three parties who are jointly delivering the event, three parties who are having a different set of experience and different set of assets bringing to the table. You know, Challenge being a triathlon brand and a global series with a qualification slot for the championship. DIS, Daytona International Speedway, unbelievably experienced. It's a, correct me if I'm wrong, but one of the most iconic venues of U.S. sport. And then the guys from Case Imagine, having great experience in hospitality, organizing events on a world-class level. So all together, it's like a perfect match to deliver excellence.
Well, and the other side of that, you've got a number of NASCAR guys, Jimmy Johnson and folks like that, who are triathletes, who've actually been involved with, and Marty Smith,
absolutely,
one of the commentators for ESPN and for NASCAR, is a longtime triathlete. So I have a feeling there's going to be some pretty cool crossover when we come to next December.
Yeah, it's amazing because Ben Kennedy, one of the NASCAR drivers, joined us for the press conference, and
yes,
he told us that, you know, triathlon is an integral part of his preparation for the season.
Yep.
So see, he this this wonderful sport of triathlon as a great preparation. I was completely amazed because he took us on a loop on the oval.
Yes, on the
speedway. In our car.
And, yeah.
You know, I was amazed how intense is this for the driver.
Yes.
So endurance plays amazing role for those guys. And, you know, just kind of starting to discuss because actually Rubens Barrichello called us up and said, I'm in.
Yes,
he will join us, former Formula One driver. I know that there's a number of Formula One drivers, a number of NASCAR drivers. So it looks like we will have a separate category, Formula One versus NASCAR driver, next to the standard categories, age groups, and professional.
Well, and also you've got a number of guys from former motocross guys, like a David Bailey and folks like
absolutely
that, who are
absolutely
all into triathlon or paratriathlon. So you're going to have a pretty amazing group. So €150,000 prize purse. So obviously there's going to be a good pro field there as well.
Well, €150,000, this is what we are having at the championship event.
Oh, that's at the
that's at
Chamarin.
Chamarin, yes, yes.
I gotcha.
As for the Challenge Daytona, we will announce it a couple of weeks later,
yes,
after the announcement of the race. You know, we just want to kind of step-by-step
yes
deliver the news, and prize purse will be one of those news. But, you know, we had a great response from the professional athletes. Andy Potts joined us for the press conference, and Jesse sent us a great message. There was a number of other professional athletes responding immediately. Andrew Starikovich and a few others. So we truly believe by delivering what Challenge family is known about worldwide, taking care about athletes, all about the athlete is one of our taglines.
Right.
And also taking care about development of the sport amongst the professional athletes as an integral part of our sport, like, you know, icing on the cake. That will be very, very important part also of Challenge Daytona. And of course, which with, you know, all age groupers and age group categories with the qualifications for the championship, with, you know, a number of other attraction we are planning around the triathlon festival in Daytona, I think we will be in a good place in December 2018.
What I like is the whole tri-festival concept and more stuff happening. If you look at Challenge Roth with the, you know, you've got the women's run and you've got kids events. There's stuff going on all weekend leading into the race. And with this tri-festival, but this is not a half distance or a full distance. This is more of an Olympic distance. Is that what you're looking at? and sprint?
No, well, we will have the half distance as a main event.
Okay.
But we will have a number of side events, so call it.
Right.
Sprint and then Olympic distance and
perfect.
Triathlon. And we are talking about women's run, kids, juniors. So, you know, our brand called Challenge Family, and Challenge Family means something, right?
Right.
It's a inclusive brand and inclusive company. And for us, I think this is what people expect from us. And, over the last probably 18 to 24 months, we have been approached by probably more than a dozen of different options, opportunity in the U.S., and we just simply waited for the right one. And
yes.
Interestingly, despite the fact we do not have yet a race in the U.S., and Daytona is the first one, new announcement, number one nation within our database, number one nation within our social media followers are USA athletes, which is you know, great. And somehow we also respond to the demand.
Right.
We have received an unbelievable amount of messages from US just asking when Challenge is coming back and when they can join us as a healthy alternative.
So over the years, you had Challenge Dubai, you have Challenge Bahrain, you've had a number of events that you guys have planted the seed, and then to watch those events move to a different brand, to the Ironman brand, how difficult is that? Because there's a lot of work that goes into building an event in a new area, and then all of a sudden, you know, they go a different direction. Talk a little bit about that.
You know, first of all, I think it's a shame for our sport. I think anyone being involved in our sport, and I'm talking about Ironman, Challenge, independent brands,
uh-huh.
should first of all focus on the growth of our sport.
Right.
And I think without question, over the last 4 or 5 years, Challenge Family have been the innovation driver with a number of innovation we brought with the championship, with the $1 million Triple Crown, mm-hmm. with Bahrain, Dubai, and many others. You know, I think it's a shame because there is enough space in this world for development of this wonderful sport. But again, you know, I can't change the past. And you know, of course, if brand belongs to a Chinese private equity, they have expectations, and they're driving those expectations with a you know set of actions, which, you know, maybe people like you and me don't understand.
Sure.
So it's tough to cry over the spilled milk or over the past. We just focus on the future. And I think with all of our events across the globe, with the championship edition, with fantastic venues across all continents, and now with the new announcement of Challenge Daytona, we have enough to focus on. And as we always have been, commit farther down to development of the sport of triathlon and bring as many people as possible, independent of abilities, ages, or gender, to sport of triathlon.
One of the innovations that I think has been pivotal for your guys' success has been the 20-meter rule for the pros. Watching that, I think the first time I saw it might have been Dubai, and then what you did at Chamarin, from talking to Lionel Sanders and talking to Sebastian Kienle, they're obviously huge fans, feeling that, hey, my strength as a cyclist is on display in a time trial, basically a real time trial format. What has been the response overall to the 20-meter draft rule? And is that something that you look at as, hey, we think this is a difference maker?
Well, the response has been overwhelming. And I mean, you mentioned a couple of guys like Lionel and Sebastian. I think Lionel commented on the championship race as the fairest race he
yes.
ever participated in.
Yep.
And I think in 2017, it was, I think, 7 or 8 Challenge Family races across the globe implemented a 20-meter non-drafting rule for the professionals. And this is a game changer. It's, you know, I think there's enough science out there to understand that this what we are walking right now with this 8, 10, or 12 meters is just crap.
Yeah, no, yeah.
It's right. Just not, especially for professionals. I'm talking about professionals in particular, but also for the age group athletes, because we are talking about non-drafting rule, but, you know, it's 10 meters over a draft zone, you save like 20% of your power. Or
right.
If you see the pictures from different races where you have a group of 12, 15, 20 people, the first one is pushing 400 watts and the last one, a top bar, having a nice drink, putting his sunglasses up and looking around with 200 watts on the wattage.
Exactly.
So, I mean, and that's only the facts, right? So
right.
Based on the facts, I think we need to take a step forward, and this is why we moved into this 20-meter non-drafting rule. By the way, on the championship race, we implemented not only amongst the professional, but also amongst the age group athletes, which have been amazingly received. So we got, I don't know how many hundreds of positive response, because the race is just simply like never before, like the real one. What we originally have learned about triathlon, you against the elements and not trying to find the best way to bike through and save as much power as possible. So I think it's definitely a game changer. And interestingly, if we look at the championship event and also at all of the events we had our 20-meter non-drafting rule, athletes tend to keep 30 or even 40 meters instead of 20, because, you know, 20 meters or 30 meters doesn't make any difference, but anything under 15, it starts to have a significant impact. So I think it's something what we will definitely evolve moving forward.
And it certainly makes life easier for the officials. It's pretty easy to tell if somebody's 10 meters or 20 meters. I mean, 20 meters, it is a time trial. You are racing the clock. And when you looked at your championship event and you had Alistair Brownlee out there, and then, you know, Sebi and Lionel didn't catch him in the bike but got close enough and caught him very early in the run, obviously that bike ride took something out of Alistair. The fact that, and it allowed Sebastian and Lionel to ride to their strength and make up that ground.
Yeah, you know, in San Marino at the championship event, we had the greatest lineup of professional athletes in the history of our middle distance, 70.3.
Yep.
So it was extremely strong. We had the Super League champions. We had the Kona champions. We had the 70.3 champions. We had Olympic champions in the game.
Yes.
So it was a really, really tight race. And in the men's race, we had Lionel and Sebastian fighting their way through the entire bike course and
yep.
the entire run course until K 16-17, shoulder by shoulder. And we thought, wow, this is amazing race. And then the girls came.
Yes.
And within the last 2K, we had like a 3 or 4 changes in elite, which was pretty amazing. But I think every single professional athlete who crossed the finish line, every single age group who crossed the finish line commented, well, this was the fairest race we could have.
Yeah, you can't come back afterwards and say, you know what, I lost because of this. You lost because you got beat. When it's a 20-meter
exactly.
draft rule, you didn't. It also sort of points out that I think I need to go work on my bike skills when you're out there by yourself, because
mm-hmm.
every other race you do, you can sort of sit at the back. If you're a good swimmer, you can sort of sit at the back of the pack and then, you know, save it up for the run. So I love seeing that. And so the championship race, which everybody raves about, talk a little bit about the location of the championship race, which actually that's June 3rd, 2018. Chamorin and the facility where you hold this is supposedly spectacular.
Yeah, actually, the facility is in a geographic center of Europe,
yeah.
only 1 hour drive from the Vienna airport, and it's a facility called X-Bionic Sphere.
Yes.
And it's a 1 million square meter facility where you have the opportunity to exercise 28 Olympic disciplines. So it's unbelievable. There is a 1,200 beds, hotel beds, 4 or 5 restaurants, 9, 10 saunas, and everything you can dream about. Wow. as an athlete. So we have a perfect facility to deliver excellent race. And I think really what I can recommend, just go to social media and look at the comments this championship event received from the athletes, not from anyone else, but also from media and industry. Everyone has been amazed. And, you know, I have been talking about this for years, where we have been asked, you know, when Challenge is delivering the championship event, and so on. And it's pretty much the same like with Challenge Daytona. We said, you know, if we do a championship event, it has to be addition to our sport, not me too,
right.
Or not something alike. And the same thing with Challenge Daytona. It's a statement. I think to race within this iconic venue and be inside of the oval in front of the tribune built for 100,000 people, being on the course where American sport history happened, I think this tells quite something.
Well, and also you've got great partners, right? You've got great media partners between Daytona International and your other partner down there to create media around this event. First of all, Daytona's just all you have to do is say Daytona. That creates media. People get excited about that. To race on that oval is similar to back in the day at Sea Otter when you ride up at Laguna Seca. You know, that there's a panache that goes along with that type of racing. So is
absolutely
it,
and you know we are planning also some special things. So we'll probably have some sort of a mobile home city inside the oval where we'll try to provide the people some sort of a experience where they can clear like Woodstock type of experience where we stay together for the entire weekend where kids and juniors can race and women's 5K and all those type of things. So I think this will be spectacular. Then also the date towards end of the season. It will be like a season closer. I think it's attractive for people coming from a bit colder areas.
Absolutely.
You'll get Canada or from Europe.
Yep.
We just can get in beginning of December. You have beautiful weather. You can stay for a couple of days. Orlando is close if you want to go to Disney, Christmas shopping, whatever. And it's a great celebration. And I think that's what Challenge Family stands for.
So December 8th and 9th. And is registration open at this point?
We opened the registration, it's all just type in Challenge Daytona to the web, and you will be guided into the registration. And we have, of course, special early bird offers for the entire family. And we are absolutely overwhelmed about the interest we are receiving from clubs, from teams, from individuals, from colleges who are calling us. And, just showcase that I think it's a right place, right time, and as I have said, just a alternative of our experience. And, you know, this is something that I wanted to mention to you.
Sure.
And I don't know what your view on that, but what we see in a global scale, that there is a significant change in the world of triathlon. If you look like, 4 or 5 years back, the majority of the athletes racing half distance or full distance was just about shaving seconds. And I think what we see right now, it's a transition towards more like, socializing, joining event as a team, spending time with a family. And I'm explaining this always in a very simple way. You know, a couple of years ago, maybe husband will tell to a wife, darling, I'm going for a race to Daytona. Would you like to join me? Nowadays, maybe they will say, hey, darling, let's go to Florida. Have some couple of nice days towards end of the year shopping. And by the way, I'm racing Challenge Daytona. And I think this is just reflection I see, especially in the last couple of years.
Well, what I've seen, I call it the endurance entertainment marketplace. I look at it over the last number of years where it used to be we had running and we had triathlon and we had cycling. Now we have running, triathlon, cycling, mountain biking, a Tough Mudder, Warrior Dash, Color Run, there's so many more opportunities for people to put numbers on, and more people are putting on numbers than ever before. And triathlon was losing a fair number of folks to the, because we were expensive, right? Bikes cost money, travel to the events, plus the swim scared the crap out of people, you know, who didn't have that swim background. So we have to create what you're doing here. You're creating a family experience. What you've done with Challenge Road, it's a challenge experience. It's a family experience. Everybody is welcome. We want people to understand that the triathlon will keep you healthy for the rest of your life. And it's not just about qualifying for this race or qualifying for that race. It's the experience itself. And I think to a certain degree, we lost our way a little bit. And events like this that are all about, hey, this is a destination. This is something that's going to be fun to go to, and there's going to be cool things that I've never seen before at a triathlon. That's how you take the sport to another level.
Couldn't agree more. That's exactly what we see, and we truly believe that this is. And you know, as I have said before, with Challenge Family as a name, brand name, you just carry a responsibility. Family means to everyone something.
Right.
It means inclusiveness, and that's what we want to deliver. All type of physical activities, and I think we very often forget one thing: to tell to the audience, to the. Commercial industry world, that we are also contributing to the state of health of the entire nation.
Yes.
With our sport. Our sport is amazingly healthy, you know, with bike, run, and swim. We just kind of have three amazing disciplines, and just to play around it, as you have said, and offering also for those who are entering to this sport options, opportunities, is I think the spot on answer to the current needs.
Well, and that's the other aspect, as we've seen, and you know, from our company owning all the rock and roll marathons, one of my big pushes over there when I was at competitor was, guys, we've got all these people who are running marathons and running half marathons, and they certainly could run more of these if they ran less and incorporated swimming and cycling into their program, because we both know, ZB, orthopedic reality. Every runner eventually needs to become a cyclist and a swimmer, or you're not doing it anymore, right? Eventually, your body's going to break down if you don't start adding this other stuff. So that's where the real value of our sport is.
To everyone who is riding through this process, I just can say, welcome in the club.
Exactly.
I just turned 50 and
exactly.
That's the reality.
So ZB, we met years ago when you were one of the first guys, I think, to bring Power Bar to Europe, and basically expand that brand and make it an international brand. What did you learn from those years with Power Bar and with, you know, other brands you work with that has helped you with the growth and being patient, right? I know that after Challenge Atlantic City and some of the other, you know, maybe missteps coming into the U.S., being patient and waiting for the exact right opportunity to come back to the States, which is really obviously a very important place to be. What did you learn from the Power Bar years that has helped you?
Yeah, actually, when we started the Power Bar brand in Europe together with a friend of mine, Steven, we started not only to build the brand, but we started to build a category of a sport nutrition. There was no sport nutrition category at this point of time.
That's true.
And it took a while, and it's a brutally hard work every single day, 365 days a year, and this is probably what you have said: patience, determination, focus, and you know, whenever you fell over, stand up,
yes,
get up, and try it again. And I think this is what also our sport reflects, right? Determination, focus, and courage, bragging rights, all of those things which would drive us into this amazing sport. That drives the entire team of the Challenge Family, which I'm very, very proud of, and myself. And we're just trying to provide all of our amazing athletes beautiful experiences. And I think we are in a very, very privileged situation where we can help to manage the free time of athletes, contribute to their health, and provide them opportunity to achieve their personal best. So I think those are learnings you just kind of accumulate over the time, and I'm really proud and happy to be able to apply those with Challenge Family.
So obviously you'd been at Challenge Road a number of years, and you knew how special and how unique that event was. When did you get the feel when you're saying, okay, we're going to expand, we're going to take this challenge entity, and we're going to try to take and bottle up what we've got here at Rote with the families and the enthusiasm and the spectators and just the pageantry, and we're going to take that in other places. When did you get the sense that, okay, this is actually working? Because it's hard to say we're going to take this product and take it somewhere else and it's going to work. When did you get the sense that, okay, we're heading in the right direction?
Yeah, actually, I have a very interesting story with Challenge Road,
yeah.
Which is, by the way, by far the greatest and most beautiful race in the world.
Yeah.
I mean, I have been seeing all of them.
Yes.
And you have seen all of them.
I have seen all of them, yeah.
It's just iconic. And, you know, we sponsored Challenge Road for many years, and I knew father of Felix.
Yes.
And I knew Felix since he was a kid.
Yes.
And over the time, we just became friends, and we had a, you know, on occasion a discussions about everything and anything. And one day, we just gathered together, and we started to talk about, you know, what could be the next step for Challenge. And I took myself a couple of months' time, did a global market research, learned about the development of our sport and the mass participation sport in general, pull a presentation or a deck together, share it with Felix and the rest of the family, and we just kind of started to work around it and said, okay, let's move ahead, give it a try, knowing that this successful formula in the Roth, you know, we have the main event with close to six athletes, but over the weekend, they are over 12,000 athletes crossing the finish line in different side events.
Right.
And, we just started to kind of implement it step by step across the globe. And it's not easy, but if this would be easy, anyone could do this.
Exactly.
And it's hard work. And as I have said, I'm extremely proud of the Challenge Family team and of all of the race directors delivering the races across the globe, because you know, they are heart and soul of those events. And you know, you need so many building blocks to pull together to deliver excellence. You know, you need to be in connection with the local community. You need a lot of volunteer. Our races, triathlon races, are tough to organize.
Yes,
tough
they
to
are.
Deliver.
Yeah, it's three events that people forget. It's not.
Yes, exactly.
You can say the word triathlon, but you're putting on a swim, you're putting on a bike, you're putting on a run, and you're blocking off roads, lifeguards, etc. It's an army.
Right. Yeah, it's a tough one. So you need people with a lot of determination and a lot of passion for the sport. And you know, I think it's continuous development and continuous evolution, and we are learning from each other. You know, we have frequently our race director meetings across the globe. I just came back from Melbourne. We had our Asia Pacific race director meeting. We had a week ago in Portugal our European race director meeting, and yeah, it just continuous improvement and hard work. And you know, you need to question yourself many times. What worked yesterday may don't work tomorrow.
Right.
And
true.
I think you see this amazingly quick development in all the mobile devices and all of those electronics, and our sport is not different. It's changing constantly, and we just need to adapt to those changes. And you know, we are listening to our athletes. We are doing a couple of time a year a survey with our athletes, and I think it's being close to our customers is one of the most critical patterns of our development.
Love it. Hey, ZB, first of all, thank you for taking so much time. Always a pleasure to chat. Congratulations on Daytona. I think it's going to be huge. I think the time of the year and, you know, December 8th and 9th, it's perfect timing, perfect location. You're going to have people from Chicago, New York, all over the States, plus international. People want to come to Florida. It's a great place to be. And to do something unique like this, to be able to ride, run, and swim at Daytona. That's pretty
absolutely.
Epic. It's going to be very, very special.
And And I hope very, very much, and this is what I would love to send you the invitation to have you with us December 8 and 9. And I know one of your great buddies will join us. He's leaving around the corner, Peter Henning. He was, of course, at the press conference as well.
Oh, wonderful.
So he'll be very happy to see you there.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, I would be delighted to host you with us.
Oh, ZV, thank you so much. Again, ZV Schloof, Jake has been our guest. The event is Challenge Daytona. And it's just, is it challengedaytona.com?
ChallengeDaytona.com.
Love it. And if you have not watched the championship in Chamarin, the race between Lionel Sanders and Sebastian Kienle, if you go online and check that out, it's an epic venue, and that is coming up June 3rd, 2018. Again, ZB Schlufchek has been our guest. We are brought to you by Tough Band Triathlon Series, VeloFix.com, ATVSwimSpas.com, Run Catalina, Catalina Marathon coming up in March, Challenge, Challenged Athletes Foundation, DonateCAF.org. Last year we sent out 2,448 grants totaling $3.7 million. Keep challenged athletes in the game of life through sport. Check us out on BabbittVille.com, on iTunes, and as always, endurance lives here.